This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Bill Gilbert. Bill is with S&W Seed. Great to see you.
Nice to see you again, Tony. Always good to catch up.
2020 Commodity Classic, and some big news has been rolling out of your booth this week.
Exactly. So we're really excited about announcing two things this week. So S&W Seed, we're bringing forward Alfalfa Partners brand alfalfa to go through our dealer network across the country, which is a new outreach for S&W. So we're really excited to get that branded product out in the marketplace this year.
Now, in your booth, you've got bags of seed. You've got quite a few things that growers can come and pick up and learn more. And then you've got this guy named Travis Kidd, who's in your booth as well, and he's no stranger to many in the industry. Travis, great.
Hey, good to see you, Tony.
Let's talk about, for those who haven't followed you along the way, give them a little background about where you grew up and how you ended up with S&W.
Yeah, I grew up on a little cow-calf operation outside of Abilene, Texas, and got my start at Texas A&M University looking into sorghum research and the biofuel aspect of sorghum. But through that, I've gotten to be technical development agronomist, looking at grain sorghum, forage sorghums, and sorghum sudan grasses across North America and across the world. I have some little bit of international experience, but I got an opportunity with S&W Seed in order to come in and help really get these pre-commercial and commercial hybrids up off the ground and running. Now I get to work with retailers and start to educate growers on the benefits of sorghum and the benefits of how it can help their bottom line.
One thing that we're talking about is the launch of really a new technology now. This is something that's taken some time, hasn't it, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are launching over-the-top grass control in sorghum. It's going to be ACC Ace. Our chemical partner is Adama. We discovered this gene internally at what was formerly Chromatin, now S&W Seed. It's non-GMO. It's going to be a very, very excellent trait for growers to make take care of grass in their sorghum.
Let's go to the specifics of that, Travis. I mean, obviously a problem across a lot of that sorghum.
Yeah, historically in sorghum, we've got the ability to control our broadleaf weeds. However, you know, when you start thinking about it biologically, sorghum is a grass, and as a grass crop, it's incredibly difficult to get some of those grasses under control. The grass weeds in a grass crop, it's just a challenge. So when you start looking at herbicide programs in order to remediate that process, you know, you can put out a pre-emergent herbicide, but then after that crop comes up, then we have a limited option, and some of those options just haven't worked for us in the past. So what S&W does extremely well is bring up and innovate into new technologies. So this over-the-top grass control with our double team, that's our brand for this trait, double team sorghum. We will be able to look with ACC Ace resistant herbicide, ACC Ace resistant hybrid. We'll look at a broad range of maturities, and those will stretch from South Texas to through the Dakotas, medium lates and lates, all the way into our early mid blooms and maturities. We'll be able to plant those in areas that are historically, they have water pressure, limited water environment, and those grasses, you know, grow extremely well there, and as well as sorghum. So, you know, that grass is adapted to those areas, and we want to be able to control those. So post-emergent, we can come in and control those grasses with a broad-spectrum grass herbicide that is specifically designed to kill those grasses. And that way we can have a really successful crop if we're not competing with the weeds, we can raise those yields and protect that yield.
Yeah, there's so much that's going on actually out in the field to really boost the yields. But one of the questions might be, because we deal with export markets, how are we on getting labeled and getting the regulatory side of this? Are we close?
Yeah, we're moving along with the registration process for the herbicide. That should happen within the next 10 months. The trade itself is already in place. What we don't have is export markets yet, so we're working on those. This year we will have a number of demos, trials across the country, and that grain will have to be channeled this year. So we're a little careful how to manage this going forward. But we would expect in the next 2 years we'll be fully registered and ready to go.
I know you're excited about Alfalfa Partners as well, and being a big player here in the U.S., what do growers really need to know about Alfalfa Part?
So what they need, what we're promoting here is some of the best genetics in the industry. S&W has been breeding for 40 years, and we have provided out into the marketplace a number of the varieties that people already know as branded under other companies. So we have brought those all in advanced versions of all those into Alfalfa Partners, so that we got available very high quality, high yielding, defensive alfalfa varieties for growers.
Final thoughts, Travis. As you're talking to growers, whether we're talking on the alfalfa side or we're talking the sorghum side, coming off a pretty difficult year, what words do you have for producers rolling into 2020?
Well, we're definitely looking out for a producer. We face the same challenges those producers are when we're producing our own seed to sell. But when it comes down to sorghum, you know, we've heard those cries for over-the-top grass control in alfalfa, salt tolerance, cotton root rot resistance, and then a lower lignin trait. So we've worked on reducing lignin in alfalfa to make that more digestible. We're looking into those cattle rations so that we can help that dairy market. You know, when it comes down to being able to pinch pennies out of that gallon of milk, we are working on it, and we're trying to get to where dairy producers are more profitable.
It's great to see you, Travis. Wish you the best.
Hey, thank you, Tony.
Bill, before we go, if somebody wants to keep up with S&W, want to learn more about what we've talked about, where do we go?
So we have SNWseedco.com website, also Alfalfa Partners, and they can look up Sorghum Partners on the web. If they want to just call me direct, it's fine, 970-420-0088. Be able to direct them wherever they need to go.
Bill, it's great to see you as well. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
Bill Gilbert is with S&W Seed. Travis Kidd with S&W Seed from the 2020 Commodity Classic in San Antonio. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.